and me, a scrawny servant lad. We found our place at Barrington, a working for our king.
Once I saw a carriage wheel abandoned by the curving drive.
It wasn't me who snapped that spoke, I never would dare to slip.
I called for you to follow me from underneath the steps.
You tricked me from my station underground. I only came to hush you, thinking then you'd let it be.
Sure you never would have left your post unmanned. You scrambled up to open air, although there was no carriage there.
I tried to send you on your way, let some rich guests came by.
I hitched my skirts and stole your cap, then ran off to the stable yard. The horses scuffed and stamped their heavy hooves when caught was I. My mother used to say you have to hold a horse you ride, or all the luck would fall away, be lost.
I told you that was nonsense and you shouldn't speak so daft.
And yet I spied you turn it as we left.
We tumbled down towards the lake, our laughter ringing o'er the land. Then in a beat you stayed my foot and held a racing breath. A heron standing still as stone, a sentinel is all alone. It pours in steady vigil at the silvery water's edge.
We watched the regal bird awakens leaning into flight. It spreads its wings and slowly beats a path. A low and languid crossing o'er the lake and off beyond.
To the place where far off water meets the earth.
When all majestic trace was gone, then you and I we ventured on.
Till we fell upon a bush of brambles in full fruit. I reached to pick the berries ripe.
I told you ne'er to take a bite, if fairy folk could taste the early harvest in the woods.
You said they'd catch my clothes and hair among the devil's thorns.
You thought it must be time return. I tease you as a baby boy who never left the house.
So I declared we should walk further on. My head held high, my heart a pace, I marched toward that shadowed place.
But let me show, I said, you cannot know the hidden tracks. Despite the thickets, tangles and the path a wandering here and there.
I'm not afraid, I know the way. And then I spied the fox. Enchanted then I gazed upon its rusty golden fur. I said it fights its battles with its mind.
And I could not abide the cur who steals away our fowl. No scraps left then for us once master's dined. Emerging from the darkened copse, again our eyes were drawn above.
Spying for the gods or lords or ravens, eagle eye. A harbinger of doom you feared, and handed back my woolen cap.
It sees us, knows it all from there, its deathly perch on high.
A veil of sadness fell across your rosy, bonny face. You said you missed your mother's voice, her song.
You took my hand when then I heard the whispers on the air, saying gently, 'tis the wind and nothing more.
Come on away, come on away, to light and kinder, softer things. You kept my hand in yours as silence fell upon the land. And then you broke to run once more with joy renewed, your smile aglow. Your heels kicked up the garden in your sights where you were bound.
You caught me by the nettles, teased me, pick one if you dare. I'm not so daft, I don't know that would sting. Grow. grasped it tightly, saying,
"Magic, don't you know? And the stories say they herald in the spring."
I come to fetch the food for cook, but then I linger on a while. The garden is my haven with its peace and quiet air. I lift my face to feel the sun. Imagine all the work is done. Imagine I have hands as soft as the tip tail of a hare.
We lay upon the grass and watch the birds soar overhead. We wondered, would tomorrow be as fair? I wished a secret wish this day would never see an end, as our empty belly seemed to bear no score. And once we broke our reverie and left the garden sanctuary, we stumbled o'er a thing that told a sad and sorry tale.
Beneath my lady's boot, while lying broken in a grassy place, my lady's fan, forgotten as a promise made of late.
You scooped it up, the shadows formed a pattern on your hand. Hid behind it, watching me askance.
I curtsied like a lady, and you bowed, then gave your arm.
A lonely pair along the path we danced. Come on away, come on away, to while a little time away.
There are no guests, and cook will have to wait a little more.
Face a wrath and still be given bread along with hearty broth.
The night you will be stationed ready for the carriage door. We curl up as the pendant lying on my lady's throat, an adder coiled sleeping on the ground.
A serpent will not die, they say, until the sun is set.
And the day fades into silence all around.
And the day fades into silence all around.